Where does the Bible write down the gospel? Here it is. Easy to find. 1 Corinthians 15, verses 3 and 4. Or you can read verses 1 through 5. You can read however much you want. I have no problem with that either. Whoa! When he used the words, first of all, he's saying, first in priority or importance, Jesus Christ died for our sins. According to the scriptures, that means the word of God. What scriptures did he have? At that point, he had the Old Testament. True? Yeah. So we should be able to find it there. And he was buried. And that he rose again after 3 days, according to the scriptures, according to the word of God. We should be able to see that in the scriptures. Paul says it's all there. So let me read it to you from the scriptures. You can write these down, or if you're quick, you can turn there too. Isaiah 53, verses 8 through 10. Read all of 53. It's amazing. But let me just read 8 through 10. He, Messiah, was taken from prison and from judgment. And who shall declare his generation? For he was cut off of the land of the living. In our language, he was put to death. Cut off from the land of the living. For the transgression of my people. For what? For sin. And he made his grave with the wicked. He was buried. And he died between the wicked. And with the rich in his death, he was buried in a rich man's tomb. Get it? God said this 750 years before Jesus was born. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He hath put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed and he shall prolong his days. How can you die and prolong your days? Well, I'll give you the secret. He's going to rise from the dead physically. And the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. That's just Isaiah 53. How about Psalm 16, verse 10? For thou will not leave, Messiah is speaking, for thou will not leave my soul in the grave. Neither will you suffer your Holy One to see corruption. What do you mean? How are you going to leave Messiah in a grave? You and I know how, huh? He was crucified and died on the cross and was what? Buried. But he will not see corruption. His physical body will not begin to decompose. Promise from God, Psalm 16, long time ago, King David wrote those words, but it was a prophecy, the Messiah speaking. How about Matthew 12? Let's come to Matthew 12. And when Jesus speaks, that's the word of God also, true? Do this? Yeah, because he is the word. Matthew 12:40. The people said, we want a sign that you're the Messiah. Give us a sign. He said, a wicked and perverse generation is looking for a sign. The only sign I'm going to give you is the sign of Jonah. And look at Matthew 12:40. As Jonah was 3 days and 3 nights in the whale's belly, so the Son of Man shall be 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth. Where will he be there? In the grave. See, Paul says the gospel is all according to God's word. In John chapter 2, they asked Jesus for a sign. What allows you to kick everybody out of the temple? And where do you get this authority? Who are you? Who do you think you are? John chapter 2, 19 through 21. Jesus answered and said to them, here's the sign I'll give you. Destroy this temple. He's talking about his body. And in 3 days, I will raise it up again. Then the Jews said, it took 46 years to build this temple. And you're going to raise it up in 3 days. But Jesus was speaking about the temple of his body. The Bible tells us Messiah will be put to death. The Bible tells us he will suffer and shed his blood and be put to death for the sin of the world. The Bible tells us he will be buried in a grave, but he will not decompose. He will rise from the dead in 3 days. Paul says that is the gospel, and you can find it not just here in Paul's words. You can go back. The Old Testament prophets talked about it all the way. God promised all of these things, the gospel. He promised it. that Jesus the Messiah, the Son of God, God in human flesh, would suffer and die on the cross. He would shed his blood for the sin of the world, for all mankind. Anybody who would receive, anybody who would say, count me in. I don't like to use the hashtag me too, because that means something else. I just say me too. I want Jesus too. Save me, Lord. We learned that he would die for the sin of mankind. He would physically die on that cross and be buried. 3 days later, the body of Jesus Christ, the crucified body of Jesus Christ would physically rise from the dead. That's a miracle. That's the power of God.